Science Faction is for adults only. It's a dick podcast that occasionally mentions science. Any real learning that occurs over the next 40 minutes is both unintentional and discouraged. Nerds.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Science Faction, the only show where a scientist, a comedian, and a comedian scientist come together to discuss science. Comedically.
Hello, and welcome to Science Faction 293. Science Faction, I call BS.
This is the year of positivity. This is the year Damien not only dominates I call BS, but usurps its cruel tyrant.
Damien, I hope that you finally put some effort into this and maybe win a game. 293 episodes in, we're hoping that eventually you can win one game, which has yet to happen. And
not
if,
true.
And if you do that, finally, maybe some of the faith the audience has in you, because again, our numbers are growing. We love to see that. But it seems like people are putting a lot of faith in you. They just keep hoping you'll finally put the effort in to make this happen, and you refuse.
First off, I'd like to say to any audience member who's believed in me, I apologize. I've never advocated for this. Yeah. But you're lying. I have won before, and I will win again, and I'm calling it right now. I'm Babe Ruth calling my shot. Bill, you're going down. I'm pointing to the stands.
Yeah, you're really more of the Jamarcus Russell. Like, everybody had a lot of high hopes, and fucking nothing came.
Yeah, I'm eating a lot of Burger King in the locker room right now.
In this analogy, am I the pitcher, or are we having, like, a home run derby, and I'm, like, Barry Bonds or something? Like, am I, like,
You're really more of a Drew Brees. You know, nobody had high hopes for you, but then you turned out to be really, really
so
great.
So I'm throwing footballs at Babe Ruth, and he's hitting them.
No, I was still using Jamarcus Russell.
No, you know, actually, you know, you're a white guy in a poster, and I'm Michael Jordan dunking on you.
Okay, can I be Steph Curry then?
You can be the white guy named Steph Curry, yes.
And speaking of white guys named Steph Curry, I, of course, am your host, comedian archaeologist Robert Timothy. With me, as always, my comedian, Mr. Damien Mercado. Damien, how you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing great. By the way, that was the most sports-oriented moment this show has ever had.
That's true.
If this is your first episode, we are not a sports podcast. Right. Don't let the last couple minutes fool you.
Yeah, don't let any of our talk about hockey get in the way of this. And our scientist for the evening, Bill. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing well.
Shut up, Bill.
All right, let's get right on to I Call BS.
I call.
I call.
I call.
I call.
I call.
Ring, ring.
I call BS.
All right, if you're new to the show, I Call BS, the game where I read four science news articles. My panelists compete to see which ones are real and which ones are BS. And also, if you are new to the show, it's not like one of these has to be true or one of these has to be false. They could all be true. They could all be false. It could be half and half. It doesn't matter. And there is usually some clue in there to help you determine which is which.
Much like the In-N-Out menu, though, there's a lot of rules that you're not mentioning. Rules that are meant specific. It's like if In-N-Out had a menu specifically to oppress Damien and keep him from winning the game. There are other rules. Would you like to explain those?
Yeah, you can take the game animal style, which is where you have the grilled onions. You can also get a grilled cheese sandwich, which isn't officially on the menu board, but you can order it if you know how to. And lastly, Damien refuses to try and continually loses and has yet to win a single game despite playing this game literally every week for 6 years.
I am going to get a 4x4 victory today. So just...
All right. Article number one, DNA analysis of the Cambodian illegal ivory black market has found that some of the ivory traded there isn't elephant ivory at all. It's mammoth ivory. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This is bad science. It wasn't mammoth ivory getting mixed in with elephant ivory. It was mammoth mammary getting mixed in with elephant mammary.
So like the
elephant breast trade. Yes. Okay. I mean, yes. To cure menopause, Eastern women are using... elephant and mammoth, fuck off.
I like how you can't stop thinking about tits even when we're talking about elephants.
It wasn't dicks for once, all right?
They have very insubstantial tits.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Can even,
you
wouldn't,
thing,
they
like
wouldn't
them.
Even call them elephant-sized tits.
Just nipples?
Yeah.
Like,
I like the idea of a large creature suckling at something that's barely there.
All right, and Bill.
I was trying to think of like some way that you could like weasel in a technicality here, like... it was actually, I don't know, a mastodon, which isn't a mammoth or something like that. But I think this is just science. It's kind of cool that they discovered mammoth bones where there should have been elephant bones.
All right. Article number two. A woman in China recently came down with a condition that prevented her from hearing men while she was still completely able to hear the voices of women. Damien, is this science or bad science?
I think I read this article. And by read this article, I mean I saw the title and didn't click on it specifically. Mm-hmm. The word I'm worried about is Chinese woman, because I feel like that's because I know I'm pretty sure most of it's happened.
Uh-huh.
So I needed to make a gamble. I'm going to say bad science because it would be cruel if this woman was Chinese and she couldn't hear men's voices, because in a nation that's had a one-child policy for so long that it's not favored women,
right.
Essentially she'd be deaf. She might as well be
right,
deaf.
Right, there's a lot more men. That's right.
That or learn a different language and listen to the radio.
And Bill.
Okay, so I know that there are conditions after severe brain injury that can affect the way that you hear things. So your ear can still pick up the sounds, but mm-hmm. your brain interprets it in a way that you don't really mm-hmm. understand it. So like people have had a condition where they don't understand music. They can hear the sounds, but they don't understand it as music.
That's where dubstep came from. They didn't understand music.
So maybe there's a similar thing for the slightly different frequency and tonality of men.
Okay.
So I'm going to say science, although very skeptical.
All right. Article number 3. Many biological studies are either done in vivo, i.e. in a living being, or in vitro, literally in glass, or basically in a test tube or a petri dish setting. Researchers have added a new category, in fico, to describe research done in poo. Damien, is this science or bad science?
This is science, and you could really tell the kids born in FICO. Doesn't wash out.
Yeah, no. Yeah, that's a kindergarten class I don't want to be a part of.
Shit kids. Is it wrong to call them shit kids? They're shit kids.
That's one of those examples of how we keep saying that the gays can't have kids, but man, they keep trying. This time they were successful.
You know what? I'm a Republican now. Science has gone too far.
There are actually species that are born in shit, right? And then it
I mean, I guess like fly
like
maggots
dung,
and stuff.
Dung
yeah.
beetle?
Sure.
Or, yeah. So it's just like you spliced a human with a dung maggot or something like that in FICO?
I thought you were referring to like some sort of like semen golem that was birthed inside of a colon. I don't know.
What would its precious be, David?
I was referring to more the Hebrew creature of legend
oh, okay.
than the Tolkien creature. But it's cum, yeah, by the way. That's expression.
It's not right. less gross either way. Both
yeah.
of those are weird.
I'm also referring to you as a semen golem from now on. All right, and Bill.
There are a lot of studies being done on the microbiome where you study poop.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't seem related to the kinds of things that are studied in vitro versus in vivo.
Mm.
And I can't think of what you would study in a piece of poop versus in a test tube. So I'm going to say bad science.
All right. And lastly, article number 4. New research suggests that adding histamine, which is the opposite of antihistamines for anti-allergy medication, to the human brain can help aid in the recollection of unrecallable long-term memories while simultaneously making it harder to recall otherwise memorable long-term memories. Damien, is this science or bad science?
Introducing a lot of histamines to somebody would help me remember all the things that I had forgotten while sneezing throughout my life. But I don't know that it would help me not remember all the things I did when I wasn't sneezing.
Okay.
Bad science.
I like the idea that it would help you remember things that you forgot while sneezing.
I black out only when sneezing.
Every time you sneeze, you forget. You're like, what made me sneeze? Oh, yeah, I'm allergic to semen golems. They keep running in my room. I remember now. All right, and Bill.
I'm picturing the footprints of a semen golem walking through your house. Like, no, Mom, there wasn't a semen golem in the house, really? Because the floor says differently.
You know what they say? When you only see one set of footprints, it's because the semen golem was carrying you.
Bait off with you.
All right, and Bill.
So I know that your olfactory senses are deeply connected with memories. That's why when you smell, say, like a field of strawberries, you not relive, but you get that a memory from when you may have been in a field of strawberries.
Mm-hmm. Or so, when you were in FICO.
Sure.
Fucking shit, kids.
So I'm going to say science, maybe this like strong smell related burst of compounds jolts some part of your memory.
All right, let's go back and see how you guys did. Follow along at home and see how you did. Article number 1. DNA analysis of the Cambodian illegal ivory black market has found that some of the ivory traded there isn't elephant ivory at all. It's mammoth ivory. Damien thought this was false. Bill thought this was true. And this one is science. It gets collected throughout the Arctic tundra, mainly in Russia, and it makes its way into circulation as ice ivory. Sad to think how much of this valuable resource is being mixed into ivory supplies for some asshole's piano, but it is the case. And again, mammoths, especially in this part of the world, extinct for 10,000 years or so, So these are old things. They're really important. We might be able to get some kind of, you know, DNA or something from it and help us later recreate mammoths. Instead, it's just going in a bunch of assholes' ivory thing. I still don't get the whole ivory thing. I don't know why that's such a big deal. I don't know why in 2019 that's still a market. It sounds like an 1850s thing, and yet we're still slaughtering endangered animals to get this shit.
I'd be more upset if I was selling ebony. Like, these things are supposed to be of equal value, yet clearly one is not.
And what's interesting is it's actually not illegal. Unlike the ivory trade, because of endangered elephants, it's illegal. Mastodons and mammoths aren't considered endangered. They're dead.
You can't poach an already dead animal.
Yeah, and so it's actually technically legal to do that. Russia exports a massive amount of this ice ivory every year. And guess what? It almost all goes to China. Huge surprise.
Yeah, it's probably the oldest living, well, not living, the oldest used dildo, right? Is a,
yeah.
It's a mastodon
yep.
ivory dildo.
It's
yeah.
cold. It's ice ivory. It's very... It's a, takes an Eskimo pussy to really take that beating. Okay, so it's not illegal to hunt something or kill something that's already dead. Okay, so taking that thought, if I had a nemesis, right?
Mm-hmm.
And let's just say this nemesis died of natural causes. I never got my comeuppance towards him. Right. Can I dig up their body 10 years later and just shoot it, beat it up, and...
And then sell its bones to a Chinese dude.
Use this to give you an erection, Mr. Wang.
Appropriately named gentleman. All right, article number two. A woman in China recently came down with a condition that prevented her from hearing men while still being able to completely hear women. Damien thinks this is false, and Bill thinks this is true. And this one is science. Now, this is a Chinese woman. Damien, I'm going to ask you for once in your life, please refrain from making a racial slur or racial joke after I say what I'm about to say. So it's a very rare condition called reverse slope hearing loss.
No. I'm sorry, I don't understand.
Yeah, good, good.
I'm sorry, after you told me that a disproportionate amount of our listeners were from Thailand, I'm very hesitant to pull the trigger on any Asian jokes today.
You absolutely should be. And it causes a person to be unable to hear low frequencies. And since men tend to have much more lower frequency voices, it makes it hard to hear men. So this woman woke up and her boyfriend was talking to her and she's like, what the fuck are you? I can't hear what you're saying. So she goes to the doctor. The doctor's talking to her. She understands the doctor just fine because the doctor's a woman. Dudes are walking by the hallway. She can't hear a word that they're saying. So it literally has to do with the lower frequency of a man's voice. Now, if you had a really high-pitched dude out there, she would be able to hear him.
The cast of Queer Eye kicked in the door. Now, her boyfriend, Barry White, was he the, come on, baby.
Yeah, Barry White, the Chinese guy.
I'm the Barry White of China, baby. I'm a crooner.
Shut up and take this mammoth.
So, I mean, on average, men's voices are lower.
Yes.
But certainly there's crossover in a large percentage of people.
Totally.
So it wouldn't just be that she couldn't hear men. She can't hear a certain range of frequencies, right?
Exactly, exactly.
If she were watching Who Framed Roger Rabbit, she would not be able to hear Jessica Rabbit, but could hear Roger Rabbit just fine.
It'd be funny if, like, her boyfriend really wanted to talk to her and, like, she wasn't getting the point, so he just had a stash of helium balloons around. Listen here, you bitch! Would I say something?
Or what if he had, like, a voice that he used only when he was impersonating her nagging him? Like,
I'm the girlfriend, man. Now we have to talk to you like this all the time, man.
Or when they're having sexy time, he puts on his Barry White voice usually, but now he has to modify his Barry White voice to be high-pitched.
I have phone conversations in the open with my mistress in my lower octave voice.
So this is a very rare condition, but it can be caused by changes in pressure of the fluid in the inner ear, which itself can be the result of things like general anesthesia, intracranial hypertension, and certain types of diseases. This woman happened to be very, very sick the night before. Some kind of viral infection, was vomiting, had all this stuff. So basically what's going on is the fluid inside the ear, the pressure of it is changing, and that changes the frequencies that you can hear. It usually is reversible. It just kind of heals itself over time as that pressure gets back to a homeostatic level. But for that time period, yeah, your boyfriend better be inhaling some helium before he's talking to you.
Or maybe they discover they didn't have to talk this whole time. There's just an unspoken language between them.
Mandarin. Anyway, article number three. Many biological studies are either done in vivo or in vitro, but researchers have added a new category in fico to describe research done in poo. Damien thinks this is true. Bill thinks this is false. And this one is bad science. Though the exploding field of microbiome research means that many studies are indeed taking place in this environment, and scientists have decided that they do need a word to describe this. What is going on when we are doing research that is basically solely centered within feces? However, they went around looking for the term that they wanted to use, and they dug up an ancient Latin term in femo for femus, which was the Latin word for what two centurions would put in a single cup.
This doth disgust me, but go on.
Here is my favorite paragraph in this article. I just had to read this verbatim because I thought it was great. Their choice won out over the more obvious option in feces because the word feces doesn't have the same rich scatological legacy it originally referred to the dregs of a wine cask. I like the idea of a rich scatological legacy.
Now, do you think a pooologist is the one, like, everybody else, like, yeah, in FECA, why not? But the pooologist, like, has, no, I have my presentation. Let's start at the beginning of scatology. Rome.
What was it again? In femo? Or?
Yep.
Femo. And that's not, like, referring to the femur.
No. F-I, not F-E.
Huh.
The femur scientist there was outraged.
A rich scatological legacy also sounds like a sweet 90s band.
What genre would that be?
German techno.
There you go.
All right. And lastly, article number 4. New research suggests that adding histamines to the human brain can help aid in the recollection of unrecallable long-term memories while simultaneously making it harder to recall otherwise memorable long-term memories. Damien thinks this is false. Bill thinks this is true. And this one is science, meaning, by the way, for the first time in science faction history, Damien got everything wrong and the competition got everything correct.
Wait, has that really not happened
that
before?
That has never happened. This was a 100% wow. strikeout for our perennial loser, Damien Mercado, and a 100% grand slam for our scientist, Bill.
Just so you know, it has happened the other way. Seb got a perfect 0 one time, and I got 4.
I don't remember that.
You still gave him the victory because you said it was harder for him to get perfect zeros than it was for me to get
it's
perfect.
It's like, what is that called in hearts when you, like, shoot the moon? Yeah. He shot the moon?
Yeah, so he shot, you know what, but I earned, you know what, I shot the moon today. I shot the moon.
So you called your shot, but what you meant was you were going to strike out swinging.
I'm super happy with my semen golems. I don't care. That's my cum golem, whatever word we used.
But this is actually true, and it's very, very interesting. So the study was done with human subjects, and they were given word lists. Then they were asked to come back 10 days later. The activation group was then given a massive dose of histamine, so a huge dose because it had to cross the blood-brain barrier. So it's a much larger dose than's given during standard treatments. So after they did the lists, they were given that huge dose, and all of a sudden, the part of the list that they couldn't remember, the word that they couldn't recall, they could recall. Very, very interesting.
Was it achoo?
No, it was not. But what was also interesting was, while they could recall those, they had a harder time remembering the stuff that they had just remembered. So basically, the stuff that they had in their long-term memory that was easily accessible all of a sudden was harder to recall. The stuff that was harder to recall earlier before the histamine treatment was easier. That is really interesting.
This is like when Kobe can make like a 45-degree angle, like falling away jump shot, but he can't make a layup.
Right. Yeah. You can't make the free throw or something like that, right?
You know what? We started the episode with sports.
We're going to end with sports.
Yeah.
So they have a really interesting hypothesis as to what might be happening here. They suggest that memory is a combination of a gradient system and that a yes or no, a binary one or zero digital system. Information might be stored in the brain as a gradient, but the nerves do not fire unless they're above a particular threshold. So you get to a certain level, then that one fires, you get that piece of that bit of information, you don't, and it does not. So you still have that memory, it's just that it hasn't reached that particular gradient threshold to fire. They suspect that the drug raises the histamine gradient to the point that the neurons involved in the latent memory reach the threshold level required to fire a signal and make us remember. So the thing that you can barely remember, can't quite get it out, the histamine adds to that gradient, gets you to that one level, and all of a sudden you can remember it. However, for memories that are already over that threshold naturally, the things you could already remember, the extra histamine adds too much noise and excessive nerve signaling, and it hinders your ability to recall.
How am I supposed to remember things when I'm sneezing all the time?
I like the idea, though, that you couldn't use it to study for a test unless you didn't know anything on the test because it impairs your knowledge of what you already remember.
You have to have shot the moon for this class
yes.
that you're studying for. You have to know nothing and then take the histamines, or you have to almost know everything, but not quite.
You couldn't have studied before the test. You essentially would take this hoping that, like, your background.
You had to have studied a long time ago and forgotten everything.
Well, I mean, I was hoping maybe like it would, you would remember ignoring something the teacher said at some moment in the class, like as you're trying to, I don't know, look up pornography on your phone. keep the cum golem in your backpack silent.
It's also interesting that it's a mixture of how do I remember something I can't remember, and then also how do I go eternal sunshine of the spotless mind and forget the things that I can remember?
No, I can't make out with you in class, cum golem.
It'd be funny, though, if that really, like, obviously this doesn't mean all of a sudden you're going to forget everything you know and then remember everything you don't. This is really more of a very subtle effect. But imagine if it did do that, and all of a sudden you just remember all the things you forget because they're boring. You're just like, I remember a 3-hour drive I once took through the middle of Kansas, but I can't remember my fucking wedding day.
My wife is not impressed by that information I presented.
No, not at all.
Did not end that fight at all.
Yeah, you're just sitting there, and you turn to your wife, and you're like, oh my God, I remember. It was a cob golem. That's what happened.
He's back, she says. She goes and shuts the door. Starts looking for footprints.
All right. Thank you guys so much for joining us for Science Faction 293, where you learned about how mammoth ivory is making its way into the Cambodian black market of elephant ivory, how a woman in China came down with a condition that prevented her from hearing men but not women, how future biological studies might be done in FEMO, and why histamines might help you remember what you forget, but forget what you remember. Thank you so much for joining us, and come on back next week for Science Faction 294.
Science Faction is recorded in front of a live studio audience, and in FEMO.
You've been listening to Science Faction. Wait, that's not right.